Welcome to this Your Power Echoes with Julie Seal episode, the first episode of this year, brought to you by CareWeb Social, the most efficient and accessible digital branding specialists. If you are looking to build your online visibility and a solid brand online, including website branding and maintenance, content development, drive more traffic and improve your search rankings, CareWeb Social is your go-to solution. Visit them at kalungigroup.com right now. I am your host on this show. I'm the head honcho, Kalungi Group, where we solidify your brand in the digital space and ensure your message is found, seen, and heard without the BS of social media algorithms or the noise that you can find on there. So today, I'm going to actually bring a subject that most web designers would go, oh, did she really go there? And I'm just going to tell you the purpose and why you should listen and what you will get from it. The main purpose of this is that the reality is that not many people, including business owners, are tech-oriented, most lack the skills needed to build a professional-looking website from the ground up. Yet no one needs to do that today. With multitudes of coders designing templates and offering them free, it can be so tempting to go down that route. One can have their Wix or Weebly website up and running in one day if they have an idea how to go about it. However, does that mean traditional website design is dead? Or is it more effective to have a website designed and built from scratch by a pro? In this episode, I shall attempt to help you make a decision one or another. So, shall we start with what is traditional website design? What are the highlights, the key features, the characteristics? What does a traditional website design entail? We'll then dig into the changing landscape, evolving trends in website design. We shall explore the rise of alternative approaches and technologies. We shall also look at and explore the relationship between website design and marketing strategies. We will then have some key takeaways, and you shall tell me in the comments below whether you prefer the old traditional website design or are you up for the new modern growth-oriented website design. Okay, so that is what we're going to look at: the evolution of site trends, the pros and cons, the rise of alternative approaches, impact on your user experience, importance of responsiveness, balancing aesthetics and functionality. Let's take this away. All right, welcome back. So what is a traditional website design? What does it entail? Traditional website design was based on best practice and was more or less static. Like, you visit a website and there was nothing, no interactiveness, no engagement. You just read the text and you popped off. Modern website design, though, is interactive. It is engaging. It is growth-driven, meaning that modern designs are data-focused and they are thus developed for the end user as opposed to what the developer or website owner wants. So every page must have a meaning and reason why a user should visit it. The traditional approach used to take tons of time. Like, you had coders, MS-DOS coders, coding every part of the website and testing its efficacy and checking the bugs and testing again. This also meant it was difficult to set an end to a traditional web development because they didn't know when everything would come together and work and marry beautifully, which in itself means that such a project could cost way more and thus carry more risk than a modern website design. A modern website can be designed and launched within 48 to 72 hours. Yes, you heard right. Depending on the client's needs, obviously, and the information that they provide to the designer. This speedy turnaround saves time, lowers risk, and thus saves you money too. You know, one more thing you need to know about traditional website designs is they are usually not adaptable. Like, once it's built, that is it. You'd have to get the coder to come again and make any changes you need changing, or you have to hire one of them to actually make sure your website keeps running and does not break, is up to date, keeps up to date with trends and all that stuff. And most corporates have no idea how that works. Sure, so what do I mean by that? It means that you have to understand the language of coding in order to be able to maintain and care for a traditional website that was designed in the traditional way. This also means that your website can become outdated pretty darn fast. Like literally the day it is unveiled, it's outdated. So it's important to have someone on your team who can make updates from daily to weekly, depending on your website aims and goals. New sites, new modern sites are updated several times a day, and this can be automated. Go figure. So are you still on the fence? Let's talk about the changing landscape, right? Our website is like a car. I consider my website is like a body. My body is a temple. I have to go for an annual MOT. I have to make sure I feed it the right foods. I feed it the right supplements. I exercise it. I rest. I play. I have fun. And in the same way, when you buy your car, you make sure it is serviced annually. You have that oil checked regularly. You make sure it's running smoothly. You add fuel to it every other week. It's insured. So once your website is unveiled, if you do not look after it like you look after your body or you look after your car, I hope you're doing these things, then it starts to lose its value because the competition in the market, they are on top of things and they are keeping on top of change with lightning speed, which is also what's happening in the digital space. Improvements are happening daily. So if your website is purely traditional and you do not have a wellness and care plan in place, it might not even meet basic search standards. And this is where I recommend the sponsors of this podcast, Care Web Social, to take care of your website moving parts to keep sure it's well and well-being's flowing to your website every blessed day. Let's look at evolving trends in website design. With modern designs based on templates, the turnaround times have dramatically dropped. This is usually where you find someone, maybe a university student, and they are you know, trying their hand at web design, and they'll design for your website in 2 minutes. They'll go to Wix or Weebly or even WordPress, use existing templates, and you have a website. The best news is most web page templates are also SEO optimized. SEO is search engine optimization. And if you don't know what that means, we have an article that I'll leave in the link for you below, so that you can go check out what you can do to your website to make sure it is SEO optimized. I am talking about products like Elementor page builders that are actually already optimized, starter templates, they are available. Or make it so much easier to make new webs for new web designers to get that basic site going in days, as opposed to weeks or even months, which is the traditional static coded websites demand. So it's very tempting for a lot of people, especially startups, new coaches, new consultants, to go that Weebly Wix way and grab that free template and get on with it. What I recommend you do is you should start as you intend to go. Do not be tempted to grab these free templates because they are so generic. Everybody who is starting is like you, trying them out. Your website has no real, differentiation. But we'll get to that. I'm jumping the gun. Let's explore the rise of alternative approaches and technologies. Today, with the emergence of artificial intelligence, one can design a simple page site with a tool like Canva, without needing a professional designer or a developer. That said, available templates are used by millions across the globe, which I've just said before. It also takes skills to design a professional looking page with those tools too. So if you don't know what to do, if you're not artistic and creative, then you're going to create something that's not going to really serve you and it won't be really responsive. Thus, I strongly encourage you to get a pro developer if you prefer a bespoke, unique page like a web social. What to the wise? Here is the con for website makers. For website makers like Wix, Weebly, who use predefined templates, they have limitations which are related to customization and documentation for the free users. Support is only offered to the paying subscribers for most of these platforms. Even on WordPress, if you're using free plugins, support is only offered to those that pay the developer to use the plugin. The documentation of most of these templates is so poorly written. The English is so bad that understanding what they mean and deciphering it for your website can be a challenge, especially for a newbie user who's not a tech geek. So I truly encourage you to get someone who knows what they are about it to get your website built, even using the modern techniques. The other con is lack of differentiation. There's no difference between your website and Johnny's down the road and someone in Spain and someone in America, who even your sister may have a website that looks like yours because they recommended you to the two, right? With these free templates, customization features are very limited, meaning your website will look like many others online, making it difficult for your target audience to distinguish your website from your competitors or the other, you know, users that are creating using the same template. That's why. And some people don't even change out their images, like they are that lazy. And you know, if someone is designing your website for you and they don't really know your mission, they don't have your vision, they don't have your zeal, they'll just use generic images picked from Google, which might also land you into trouble. That's why I recommend you get a website designer who can help you customize your website today, even if they use free templates. Let us very quickly explore the relationship between website design and marketing strategies. As stated before, modern websites are also built on the synergy between on-page SEO or search engine optimization and fast-loading sites. So your website should load super fast if it's built on modern templates. This is great for marketing and for your SERPs. Search that word on Google. We do talk about SERPs in our article on blog SEO and how to rank fast. I'll link it in the comments in the notes below. So go check it out like as soon as we're done here. So with a modern website, marketing is at the forefront of the design, and local or inbound marketing is very important to attract your target audience and customers. And if you don't understand what local or inbound marketing is, again, I'll link it in the notes below, so you can go check out these things and be able to set yourself up for success in the digital space. It is very important. You can start local while also growing global. Of course, sharing helpful tips and content via your blogs is very essential for nurturing your audience into leads and buyers or subscribers or donors or tithers, whether you're a charity, ministry, or business. So it is very important to embrace innovative website design techniques for your own business, ministry, or charity growth. So we have come to this point where we look at what can you take away, if nothing else, from this episode of Your Power Echoes with Julie Seal podcast. As an entrepreneur, as a business owner, a ministry, a charity, while traditional website design has limitations that can hinder online success, it still has its merits, especially for small and static type info our businesses, ministries, or startups. You know, if all you need to give people is information, then a static traditional website can be for you. That said, that too needs to adapt to modern demands, and it needs to be updated regularly, and you need to have someone in your corner who knows how to do that. Good juice. Because user experience and mobile responsiveness are crucial factors in your website success. Not forgetting super fast loading. We have seen today that alternative and modern designs can offer unique benefits that your competition has embraced, and you too should consider. As shared in our article last week, data analysis and storytelling play significant roles in effective web design and marketing. Thus, striking a balance between aesthetics and functionality is truly essential for you as you choose which side to go, whether traditional or modern. So the future of website design is here. Modern developers are incorporating emerging technologies, they're incorporating artificial intelligence, they're incorporating engaging responsiveness and user experiences into their creations, and so should you. Your competition is out there using the modern techniques. Are you? With that in mind, I encourage you to consider checking out kalunjigroup.com, check out our offerings and services, and check out our web design services if you are looking to build a website or redesign or rebrand or revamp or even take care of your baby, because your website is meant to be your digital front store. You must look after it like you look after your offline store, your body, or your car. Thank you so much for tuning in. Feel free to share this episode with someone who may benefit too. Do share your views and suggest what topics you would like to hear more of in the comments below or on our socials at Kalunji Group across all social platforms. Kalunji Group is our handle. Follow us, engage, and like. Thank you for tuning in. Take care. Until next time, your power echoes. You do have what you came on this planet to do, because you are awesome.